Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are rounding this week out, praying to God in heaven.
in more ways than one, buddy. Yeah.
Gurney Halleck is looking up into the sky, and what does he see but a highliner in orbit and ships pouring out of it?
Just spitting ships out of that boba straw.
He looks to the men around him and yells, "Get everything with guns off the ground, go."
Yeah.
And then we just see all the Atreides soldiers all sprinting out of more barracks and everything. It is red alert. Arrakeen and Arrakis are being invaded.
The Harkonnen attack
has truly begun.
Yeah, officially begun now. Yeah.
And if you think this movie's going to slow down anytime soon,
no.
Nope. Next few weeks of episodes are going to be wild. So
we are sprinting quite literally, just like the soldiers on the ground. We are going to be sprinting through the next couple of episodes, handful really, into the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So it's just buckle up, folks.
Yep. These next few weeks are going to be pretty crazy, but still fantastic episodes nonetheless.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, apart from like a couple goes, that's the last little bit of dialogue.
That's the only dialogue that we have in this. But the moment that Gurney says, "Get everything with guns off the ground, go," we see a ship kind of begin to rise in the background, and it immediately just gets fucking nuked.
Yep.
Just
where was its shield? Did it not have a shield on either? It didn't look like it did.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I
didn't see one, but we do see more ships in the future with shields on that just get annihilated.
It's true, but I just want to draw a comparison to how that one blew up to how the next one that we see blew up. Because the next one, we get that close-up of the projectile coming down and just like burrowing into the shield. Then it explodes, and the explosion's kind of like contained within the shield for a second.
A little bit, yeah.
Just like a split second. And then once the shield generators on the ship are destroyed,
it
explodes outward,
erupts. Like, yeah.
So that process of blowing up, where we see it kind of contained for a split second and then go, I did not see that on the first one.
Yeah.
Which makes me think it did not have a shield.
Well, the first one explodes in a massive fireball, and then we suddenly cut to a bird's eye view over Arrakeen, and we see just like how huge this fireball is compared to the city.
Yeah.
And that it's just lit up all the streets. Like, you can see the difference between the streets and the buildings, because you'll see the paths of light cut through all the streets and alleyways and everything.
Yeah. It's massive.
I saw that when I was looking through the minute, and I was like, that's the thumbnail for this episode.
There you go. Yep.
Cause I'm trying to avoid as many all dark thumbnails as possible. But Zach and I were talking before this episode, and it's like 70% of this movie is in the dark or at night. Yeah. We're doing what we can here.
They're just, I mean, the ships with the shields, they're like I said, they're going out the same way that Leto did, pretty much.
Yep. The one ship that we see where like the bomb is slowly penetrating the shield, though, you do see that charge is slowing its spinning down as it's going through the shield. So I think when we were talking about the dart, it's probably the same mechanics, just on different scale and everything.
Yeah. They're effectively futuristic bunker busters.
It almost looks like that charge, though, detonates before it hits the actual ship itself. Mm-hmm. Like, it detonates in the shield. I could be wrong.
I think it goes in the ship. And we start to see like, you know, spotlights get fired up.
So I love how this is a combination of like old tactics with, you know, future technology and everything.
That's the whole Dune, like warfare in Dune, is old tactics with sometimes with old technology.
Yeah, it's very like, it's very reminiscent of like if you watch any World War II movies or whatever.
Yeah, just the air raids.
The spotlight air raids and the anti-aircraft guns, which, by the way, those anti-aircraft guns are shooting some big ass shells.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Those are dunk, 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 kind of just huge guns.
Yeah.
And we've talked, you know, a little bit before about blades versus guns in this universe and everything. So it's interesting to see, like, personnel combat is hands, and blades and spears and stuff, but
yeah,
ship to ship is still very kinetic.
Kinetic weaponry.
Yeah. Not so much lasers.
Can't use lasers, man.
Well,
you can't. It is against the convention. The Great Convention is what they call it.
Okay.
To use lasers on shields.
Well.
Because, you know, atomic blast will happen if a laser interacts with a shield. So no one wants that until they do, I guess.
Until they do.
Yeah. So we hear go, go, go from Gurney as he's directing people to ships. And
Gurney is fearlessly charging with his men.
I guess he's
in the front of that group. He's not, you know, one to just sit back and direct people. You look at movies like Waterloo or whatever, and you just see all the generals sitting on their horses, like, in the back of the battlefield away from everything. That's not Gurney Halleck.
I said it yesterday. He's a man of the people.
Yep. We see him, you know, approaching a ship with a bunch of other Atreides soldiers, which just explodes right in their face, and they're just kind of dumbstruck looking at it.
They all get just like laid out.
Yeah.
By it. It's such a powerful explosion. It knocks all of them down. Soldiers closer to the ship probably got by the explosion, but at least the ones that are right there in the camera, they just knocked them down.
Yeah.
But still, powerful blasts.
Oh, yeah. Enough to, you know, fuck everyone up.
Yeah. And it is just mass pandemonium.
The rest of my notes are just the word pandemonium. what else do you say? It's an air raid.
Yeah.
They're caught with their pants down, and the Harkonnens are here to fuck shit up.
We see some ornithopters get fired up and start flying around, and the Moloks are going into battle.
They didn't know what hit them.
The only book thing that I wanted to mention here is, one, this scene does not happen in the book. We don't really see much of the action, like the explosions and fighting and whatnot from this attack.
Okay.
The book is more focused on Leto and Jessica and Thufir and Yue and all the people who are inside the palace, like the main core story.
Are you saying Gurney Halleck isn't core story?
At this point, he's a main character, but his story leads him elsewhere right now in the book. We hear about the battle from like Fremen reports later and from Gurney's accounting later in the books. Yeah. But like just the firsthand account of the fight, we don't really see. It's just kind of here's what's going on with Paul and them right now. We know that shit's going down because we've been told that shit's going down, but we don't get a firsthand account of the fighting. Like we're getting in the movie.
Got it.
I'm glad they added him because it's cool. And you know, we love an action scene. We love, you know, explosions and everything like that.
Who doesn't? Right.
Yeah, like it's a chance for the arts department and the CGI team to really flex their muscles.
I mean, the CGI budget had to go somewhere because it didn't go to the dust cloud in the, walker or whatever.
They clearly used it over here, or a good portion of it over here. And that's all I wanted to say. I mean, this collection or this week's worth of minutes, like, it followed a lot of the same beats as the book. There's some differences, some consolidation of plot lines and characters and stuff for good reason. I mean, it still flows really, really well. And I like it.
So you talked about how the book follows, you know, Yue and Thufir and Leto and Jessica and everything in this moment. Mm-hmm. But you know, since we're done with Thufir
in the movie,
what's he doing?
So at this point in the books, we don't hear from Thufir right now. We get a little bit more of him, like, escaping or trying to escape, you know, corralling his soldiers and stuff throughout the palace. But his story comes back a little, like kind of loops back around a little bit later.
Got it.
A scene right before this stuff goes down. And maybe they tried to get this in the plot line, but they didn't, is that, Jessica meets with Duncan Idaho after he's like been out and mm-hmm. he's pissed drunk and he is just trashed.
Yeah, buddy.
And so the fact that we don't see him in this initial fighting, or at least right now in the fighting, we see him a little bit later.
We'll see him next week.
Yeah. But it's like, maybe they shot that and he's like, he's still like getting his wits about him from being just trashed. And that's when we see him, you know, come in later. But, it's mainly focusing on Jessica and, you know, eventually the Baron and Piter and all that kind of stuff throughout this portion.
All right. That's,
yeah. And a lot on UA is that, but we'll see that next week.
Yeah. Cool.
That's all I got. I mean, you know, not a whole lot of action in this minute, a whole heck of a lot of action.
Yeah.
But nothing to really, you know, sink our teeth into and dive into and to
the, you know, give you backstory. The powder keg has quite literally exploded at this point though. So.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, that'll do it for this week. What'd you think? What'd you think about this week, man?
Pretty good week all in all. I mean, it goes from 0 to 100 pretty quick.
Real fucking quick.
I think I'm going to give this week probably 5.5 or 6 Shai-Hulud.
Okay.
Just because, you know, we have a lot of slow minutes up until the last minute this week. Not saying that there isn't a lot of, you know, important things that happen in those slow minutes, but we get a shot of adrenaline right at the end of the week, and then we have to wait until next week for more. So
yeah, I'm gonna go a little higher. I'm gonna go 6.5 on mine.
Okay.
Just because a lot of good stuff, and quite literally this is what the entire movie has been building up to thus far.
Sure.
We got it. We get to see the hallway scene with Leto and Yue, or at least the beginnings of that.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see the end of the fake glow globes. So that was nice.
Fuck the fake glow globes, dude.
I mean, just the fact that we never have to see those again.
That's an automatic W. You know what? I'll agree with you. 6.5. I forgot about those pieces of shit.
All right, cool. Well, we will be back next week to continue this sprint that we have found ourselves in.
Yep. Before we go, just want to remind you, you can find us on Instagram at the Dune Minute, on Twitter at Dune Minute, and you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you have any questions or have any feedback.
That's right. We'll see you next week.
See you.